This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Continuing our discussion of Syria and what it's like for people inside the country, and especially civilians preparing for life after war. Maria Al-Abde is with Women Now for Development, an organization led by Syrian women to serve Syrian women. It's based inside Syria, although Maria is in Berlin because so many Syrian women have to work outside of Syria because it's too dangerous. Maria, how are women preparing for life after war?
First of all, they are first trying to survive the war itself. Last week, we lost one of our colleagues who was working on women participation on local election, and she has been killed by bombing. Secondly, they are working and working and working days and nights for everything, starting from child education, going to their participation on election, on decision-making. A few days ago, also my colleague in Idlib were preparing a theater for women's theater. So they are working at all levels.
Has the war been an opportunity to begin to reform and move away from issues of honor killings, domestic violence, the marital conservatism that exists in parts of the Islamic world, and you've mentioned education. Is it possible to get beyond some of these obstacles to women's participation in civil society?
Actually, I don't know if I will use war as an opportunity. Yani, war is lots of crime or lots of victims, but it's a new challenge for women, and they are taking this challenge very serious, and they are taking the lead on their family because of the absence of male who has been arrested or killed or other. So it's a new challenge for women, but they are taking this challenge on a very good level.
Let's talk a little bit about something that we've spoken about off air, and that is courageous colleagues inside Syria. Describe some of the work that your organization is doing that reflects that courage inside Syria right now.
When you are talking to a woman or a group of women who are living in a besieged area, when I'm talking about besieged area, you have to understand that there is no water, no electricity, that women are giving birth without any anesthesia, that they have been going through chemical attacks, they have been seized by their own regime, they have been bombed by their own regimes. There is a presence of armed group. And when you are talking to those women and asking them, what is your priority? They are asking you for curriculum for children because they don't want to see their children on armed group. Just one example of those women.
No one predicts an end to the war anytime soon, but I'm wondering if in your heart or in your gut you feel as though if things do return to some sort of civil order in Syria, that women's view of the future will be, all right, we're going to run things a little bit differently this time around.
Yeah, for sure, but we need the absence of war. I will not call it peace. So women and civilians can more participate. And what women are doing differently now, I think, is to continue the nonviolence resistance and raising their voice against all the human rights violation in Syria. The women are there to say, we want the right to every woman, to every people in Syria, from our children, for us as women, for the people who are disappeared or has been tortured. So we need justice for all of them. And I think, and they are doing that without any violence. They are just using their voice, and we are trying to amplify their voice.
You're listening to one of perhaps the largest opposition voice in Syria, the voices of women. Maria Al-Abde is with Women Now for Development. She spoke with me from Berlin. Maria, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.